y'all coming out to the ball games this year?
Yeah, we'll be at the ball games.
In Bragg and for basketball.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll definitely be there supporting the rallies.
It's the first day of fall classes at Florida A&M University, and President Elmira Mangum is walking the campus. She stops to chat with students Bruson Oval, Cordell Wilson, and John Kimbrough. They're sporting sleek suits as they lounge under shaded benches. Mangum says it's important to know the students.
Seeing who they are, where they're from, is important for them to see that I care, because this is the reason why I'm here. It's for them, and all that we do is for them. So I want them to know that, feel that.
Mangum became FAMU's president last April, and during her first weeks on the job, she fought a plan to split the FAMU Florida State University College of Engineering. Democratic Representative Dwight Bullard of Miami says FAMU's achievements are being overlooked.
So we're talking about a school that has been named one of the best in the Southeast. We're talking about one of the schools that's been considered one of the most affordable schools in the South. We're talking about a school that has again begun the process of retaining and recruiting some of the top-tier students in the country, all in the midst of this conflict, but that's not getting reported.
Bullard, a FAMU alum, recently joined other Democratic FAMU alumni in calling for the university's Board of Trustees chairman and fellow alumnus Rufus Montgomery to resign. Mangum and Montgomery have been publicly clashing. Tampa Democratic Senator Athena Joyner has accused Montgomery of bullying. But former Board of Trustee member and FAMU professor Narayan Prasad says Montgomery is doing his job, asking tough questions that need answers. Earlier this year, Mangum hired Santoris D. Gamble in FAMU's Office of Communications. He's paid $75,000, with another $15,000 coming in the form of a supplement. Gamble was convicted in an Alabama federal court of conspiracy to defraud the United States, a felony, and he was ordered to pay more than $122,000 in restitution. Gamble also shows up on the U.S. Department of Education's annual fraud report to Congress, released in 2012. Other high-level administrators have been hired with salaries exceeding those at other Florida universities, and often with financial supplements that are not reflected in the official state payroll. There have also been concerns raised about President Mangum's travel schedule. She's taken trips around the country and out of it, to places like China and Brazil. Many current and former school officials were interviewed for this story, and they declined to comment publicly, citing a fear of retribution. Former trustee R.B. Holmes says in any family, there are misunderstandings.
I believe that the president and the chairman and the board of trustees have the intelligence and the integrity to work through the challenges.
Holmes says Mangum has made mistakes and believes part of the problem is that she's still new to running a university and learning how to manage the politics of higher education in Florida. Still, Holmes notes, FAMU Chairman Rufus Montgomery was unanimously reelected to the post by the board, and he says that should send a message on where the board stands.
And have a great disagreement with political leadership that called for the chairman to resign. I think that was inappropriate.
Meanwhile, Mangum says she's not in conflict with Montgomery.
I'm just trying to establish a great working relationship, and my communications have been with the chairman only. And I really do want to keep my communications with the chairman.
And she also defends against charges of excessive travel and says FAMU needs that national and international exposure. Furthermore, when it comes to hires, Mangum says they, too, are furthering the mission of Florida A&M.
I have hired very qualified people that are experienced at what they do and very successful. Their history speaks to it, and that's all we can do. They're bringing their best to Florida A&M and are very capable of moving our mission forward. And if that is fearful, if some people fear success, that might be the reason, but we have a successful team, and they are going to keep pushing until we achieve the goals that we came for, and that is being a best-in-class university.
Board Chairman Rufus Montgomery declined to be interviewed for this story. The president has many detractors, but she also has supporters. Among them is fourth-year occupational therapy student May Weaver.
I love her. She's amazing. First, woman president here.
She asks Mangum for a hug when she spots the president at the university library Starbucks.
Go woman. No, nothing against the men, but seriously, like, you know, she's a positive influence out here.
And for Weaver, that's enough. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.